This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Baseball's all about the games, and the best in daily gaming is on the MLB app, where every day starts with new puzzles and challenges. Test your skills with MLB Pickle, the ultimate mystery player challenge, and Immaculate Grid, where stats and strategy collide, or chase the $5.6 million jackpot and beat the streak, presented by BetMGM. And for an all-new spin on fantasy sports, there's Spinball. The game's official home for games is on the MLB app. MLB trademarks used with permission. No purchase necessary. Restrictions apply. For official rules, go to MLB.com/play/official rules.
From KMOX Sports, this is the Gray Bar Sports on a Sunday morning. Gray Bar, your distributor for electrical and datacom needs. Now, from the Stifel Financial Sports Studio, here is Tom Ackerman.
Good to be with you on this Sunday morning, and good to be joined right out of the gate by someone who was back pitching at Busch Stadium on Friday. Adam Wainwright is with us. Good morning, Waino. It's great to kick off this St. Louis tradition with you. How are you?
I'm doing great, buddy. How are you? Thanks for having me on.
Oh, my gosh. Thank you for coming on. Appreciate it. The Savannah Bananas had you out on the field on Friday. You're broadcasting on Saturday. You're part of the country music scene. You're everywhere, and I appreciate you taking some time with us. Tell me about Friday. Before we get in, I'm going to ask you a couple of Cardinals questions because everybody loves to turn to Waino for a little bit of a lift here. But first and foremost, the buzz in the crowd in that packed house on Friday when they kind of realized that you were coming must have been amazing for you to hear.
It was, man. I'll tell you. It was a special night. My wife and my oldest daughter got to be there with me as well. They'll never forget that either. But, you know, what a cool thing they're doing. The Savannah Bananas have figured out marketing. They figured out fan interaction levels that I've never seen before. I mean, it's like, you know, it's like a WWE fight mixed with baseball, mixed with, like, the circus mix. I mean, it was crazy. You know, it's just a wild show, but it really is a show. And those guys are talented. You know, most of them, I think 85% of them played professional baseball at some level or came in out of D1 college if they didn't. And, you know, they're talented baseball players, but they're entertainers. And they put on quite a show, man. And I was exhausted just watching them the first three innings. I'm like, oh my goodness, man, this is nonstop. But, you know, when I talked to Jesse Cole, the owner, before the games, and we were standing out on the field, and he looked up at, like, the very top of the upper deck. He's like, you know what I'm looking at in a big giant stadium like this is I'm wondering, how do I get players up there and then get them back down in time to play, and how do I get them up there, and how do I get, you know, interaction here and here. And the whole thing is about fan engagement, and they've mastered it. It's really awesome.
Yeah, it's amazing to see. I have not attended one in person yet, but of course they've become a sensation on social media, and now they grow, they sell out wherever they go. I got to think they're coming back big time. I mean, St. Louis was all over that. And I got to think at some point you'll probably bring yourself back to becoming a Savannah Banana, the Georgia native himself, Adam Wainwright.
Well, I had a blast doing it, and they're so welcoming, and the players are just man, they're so gracious, and they're so—they're just amazing people, and they love making people smile. And that's what they're out there for. You know, those guys are—they're not getting paid like big league athletes. They're playing out there because they love the game, and they love making people happy. And that's what they're doing, and they love entertaining. You know, what's funny? I'll tell you a quick story. In March, where the game was supposed to be played in March, and I when I got done playing, I took a year off from pretty much everything. Like, I didn't play golf. I didn't work out. I had my arm in a sling for, a couple of months. I had shoulder surgery and I was doing other things, playing music. I was gardening, I was farming, all kinds of stuff. But I wasn't working out at all. And so, Bananas asked me to join them in March. And I took a couple months to get back in shape. Cause I wanted to, I'm like, all right, I don't want to embarrass myself. Let me get out there and, do well. And I started throwing bullpens and I was throwing bullets. I was throwing better than I have in years. And I partially tore my rotator cuff, getting ready, on one of my bullpen sessions. And so what you saw the other night was me re-injuring it, in warmups. I thought I'd scarred it over enough to be okay. But what you saw the other night was me going about half speed, little sidewinder action, flipping some slow curves in there. Those guys aren't used to seeing 55 mile an hour curveballs. But it was so fun, man. I'll never forget it. It was just a great time.
It was my daughter who told me that we were on a plane coming back from San Diego and we landed and she goes, Dad. And she showed me her phone and it was you going out on the field. She broke the news to me. Such a neat thing. How long did you spend? Were you in the Cardinals clubhouse? Were you down in that area?
I was up in they kind of hid me up in this donor suite kind of above the third baseline. And they had me kind of tucked back in there. And then they kind of snuck me back in the back, like behind everything, ran me through the tunnel real quick. And they wanted to keep it a secret so bad, just so that reaction would be, authentic. And I'll tell you, the walking out on the field when Jesse was saying, former player, three-time All-Star, or whatever he was saying, World Series champ, the crowd started getting a buzz of like what was about to happen. And I'll tell you, man, that's a feeling as special as it gets for a former player and somebody who holds St. Louis in such high regard as I do. It's like home for us and our family and the organization that I just love so much and means so much to me, and a fan base that means so much to me, city that means so much to me, to get that kind of response was, man, it just, makes you almost cry out there. It's just really special.
I played in a pro-am once with David Freeze, not to name drop, but Freeze told me that he was nervous. And I'm like, really? And he said, yeah. He said, I'm nervous to play in this. I haven't played in front of a crowd since I retired. And he said, and I miss it. I miss the feeling of waking up and being nervous to go out and perform. Now, you're broadcasting, so you're in front of an audience, and you're playing music, but there is something to be said about that, isn't there, as a former player?
Yeah, it's a buzz. If you're a hunter, it's when you see that buck walk out of the woods and your heart starts racing. If you're a fisherman, it's when you tie into one of those big, giant, stinking lunkers. And if you're a golfer, it's when you step onto the first tee of Oakmont or, some incredibly prestigious course. That's what it's like every time when you get out onto the field, when you really learn to appreciate it. Sometimes we take for granted the things that we get to do at that level. But when you really take time to appreciate what we get to do, what we got to do for a long time for a profession, playing in front of sold out crowds and incredible stadiums and fields that we've been watching since we were 3 years old. It really is kind of remarkable and such a blessing that we get to live that out.
I see that a week from today, you are playing at the Factory in a concert to benefit Big League Impact. Tell me about that.
Yeah, this is going to be our first ever concert to benefit Big League Impact, our charity that I started back in 2013. And I'll just be very honest. We need people to start signing up. It's always St. Louis has gotten behind everything I've ever done charity wise in the city. They are a little slower to sign up, but they sign up better than every city. And it's time for us to to get this concert going. I can't wait to get home and practice. I'm still, I had a Cubs Red Sox broadcast last night at Wrigley Field. Just the, these Cubs are tough, by the way, but we're spending the day in Chicago, and then I'm going to get back and practice all week and get back up to St. Louis and hopefully put on a great show. We got some great people joining us. Austin Bohannon is joining us, a up and coming country music star. And, you know, we have Joanna Cotter, who's been a longtime member of the Eric Church Band, joining us, and she is amazing. So we love, and then I've got my full band out there. We're going to be putting on a show, and I just can't wait to get out there and perform. But just at the end of the day, what we're doing is we're raising money for people in need, and we're raising money for food, water, shelter programs around the city, around the globe, and we just need some help. So thanks for letting me talk about it.
Yeah, absolutely. I asked you to come on, and I saw that a week from today you're going to be playing. Again, it's from 5:30 to 10 at the Factory, bigleagueimpact.org, to get tickets to that concert and see Waino. That's a neat thing. I've seen Waino play multiple times. He's really, really good. Waino, you are one of the best pitchers in Cardinals history, and you would know this situation as well as anyone, that if you're not pitching well, if your starters can't do the job, it really weighs on the team. You don't want to put it on one person ever when you're talking about a team. But if the Cardinals rotation, which right now it's just not firing on all cylinders, is not working, it's just not going to work.
Well, that's true of any team, you know, and that's it all starts with your starting pitchers. It's starting pitchers, they work one out every 5 days, and I was in the minor leagues. I remember my roommate Kelly Johnson, who played in the big leagues for a long time. Kelly said, why is it that the starting pitcher gets so much hoopla about them? You know, why do we have to avoid y'all during your day to pitch? And why can't we talk to you? Why can't you play cards and all this kind of stuff? And everybody's different. That's just the way I was. But, I said, Kelly, and he came to appreciate this a couple games into the season. I said, the only player on the field that can lose a game in the first 5 minutes is a starting pitcher. You go out there and you lay an egg in the first inning and give up four or five runs. It's really hard to come back from that. I said, so, you know, you just need your starting pitcher to go out there and be on whatever it is, to have him be the most focused and prepared that he can possibly be. Get out of his way, or talk to him, or play cards, or don't play cards, whatever it is. He's high maintenance that day. That's fine. Get out of his way. And that's true. I mean, of any team, the starting pitchers are the most important person on the field because of that. I'm a little biased, but, you know, you have a catcher who manages the pitching staff. You have a shortstop that's in charge of, you know, controlling the infield, and the center fielder controlling the outfield. But the starting pitcher is where it all starts and ends right there. And I'll tell you that for a long stretch this season, the starting pitchers, I would say, overperformed what we thought they were going to be able to do going into the season. Would you agree?
Yes.
Yeah, and those guys were doing great. I mean, earlier on this year, Fetty threw a complete game, 9 innings, shutout. Sonny threw the second greatest game of all time in history of the Cardinals' great franchise. I mean, 9 innings, no one hit, 11 strikeouts and 89 pitches, the second highest game score ever. That's crazy when you think about the great games that have been pitched there. We've seen Pallante pitch. Last year, he pitched at a level that was outstanding. I was kind of hoping he would back that up and take the next step. So, long answer, but what I'm saying is there's ups and downs. You want to see Fetty can, you know, be like he was earlier in the year. He's had a tough stretch. Miles has had a tough stretch, but Miles was going really good there in the middle of the season. So I don't know, man. I'm hoping they get it turned around, because I love those guys. They're good friends of mine, but they can perform better. They know that. And, you know, the last game that Sonny had is unfortunate, but he's had a great year. But it's going to be interesting to see what they do at the trade deadline, because I don't really have any idea which way they're going to go with it. I don't think really anybody does.
Yeah, that was my last thing for you, is just kind of your feel for that. I mean, you are friends with John Mozeliak. You guys know each other well. You know him well. And you know that this is coming to the end for him as president of baseball operations. But there's also a buzz, and rightfully so, about Chaim Bloom and what he's accomplished. It sounds like the two are collaborating well, and are looking ahead at 26. While they were, there was a bit of a surprise there that they contended for as long as they did in 25. I'm not throwing in the towel. I'm just saying this is about building this thing so it never gets broken again.
Yeah, and that's the way it's always been. You know, we've always had a chance. Going into spring training, you always thought, you know what, we could win the World Series this year. And I would say for maybe the last couple of years, that's really not what everybody's expectations in the city have been. And that's probably a foreign feeling to a Cardinal fan. That's a foreign feeling to me, for sure. Going into this season, I thought, okay, I think they're going to compete. I don't know. When I look around the league, I mean, you look at the Dodgers, you look at the Phillies, you look at the Mets, the teams that have really spent a lot of money on the marquee players. It's hard to say that you can compete with those guys unless you go out and do something, or unless you develop your players really, really well in the minor leagues. And our system was a few years behind, seemingly, but it's going to be interesting to see what they do at the break, because you could see them trade 3, 4, 5 players, and you could trade, you could see them trade 1 or 2 and try to make a go of it. I always go back. We were 10.5 games back in September on, what, September 1st, 2011.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate. Then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable 6-blade shaves, Swift Rinse and 4 blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit DollarShaveClub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Game day or any day, your fit says it all. Hit up MLBShop.com for the latest jerseys, caps, hoodies, and accessories to keep you in the game all year long. Rep your team, rep your city, rep yourself. Gear up and game on at MLBShop.com, the official online shop of Major League Baseball. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart. For a healthier you, Smile Generation trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with confidence unleashed.
Bitcoin might sound complicated, but the Gemini credit card makes it so simple. Use it like any credit card. Buy lunch, gas, or your weekly groceries, and you'll earn up to 4% back instantly in Bitcoin or one of over 50 other cryptos straight to your account. No annual fee. And right now, you can grab a $200 Bitcoin intro bonus. It's the easiest way to start building your Bitcoin stash. Go to Gemini.com/card to learn more. Terms apply. Issued by WebBank. In order to qualify for the $200 crypto intro bonus, you must be approved by June 30th, 2025 and spend $3,000 in your first 90 days. Terms apply. Some exclusions apply to instant rewards in which rewards are deposited when the transaction posts. This content is not investment advice and trading crypto involves risk. For more details on rates, fees, and other Gemini credit card terms, see rates and fees.
10.5 games back. But we had the right guys on the team to make that work. So being right now, what are they, 7.5 back? Is that something like that?
8.5 in the division, yeah.
8.5 in the division, but only 3.5 in the wild card, is that right? 2.5.
Yeah.
So you get into the playoffs, anything can happen. We saw Arizona go all the way to the World Series 2 years ago. I mean, you just never, ever know if you get hot at the right time. Can this team get hot? Yeah, this team's proven this year they can get hot. They can win a lot of games. So I think if they want to compete, they're going to have to move a couple of people and bring some people in. I do think that. I just don't know if that's what the plan is. It's hard to know. I don't know. That's a good question. I have no idea.
Yeah, it's still 11 days to figure it out. It's July 20th, and a week from today, July 27th, Adam Wainwright, let's give that site out again, bigleagueimpact.org. You can grab tickets to the Big League Bash as Adam Wainwright and friends will be at the Factory in Chesterfield. My man, it's great to hear your voice as always. Thank you for joining us on KMOX. We appreciate you.
Yeah, we appreciate you too. Yeah, we'll see you next Sunday at the Factory, Chesterfield. Can't wait to be there.
There he is, St. Louis Cardinals legend, Savannah Bananas legend, Adam Wainwright with us on KMOX. Good to be with him. When we come back, we'll talk golf. It's the Open Championship. It is underway, and Scottie Scheffler's lead is not as huge as it was about an hour ago. We'll keep an eye on that. There's a up-and-comer who is making a run at Scheffler, who has a four-shot lead at the Open Championship. We'll be back on KMOX's Sports on a Sunday morning from the Stiefel Sports Studio. Again, thanks to Adam Wainwright for joining us to lead off the show. Scottie Scheffler is trying to put on a show at the Open Championship. He has a four-shot lead as he is on the ninth hole, 15 under for the championship. A four-shot lead. Rory McIlroy is in a group of four-plus players, looks like four, who are 10 under. But there's another name who has popped up and making a little run at Scheffler. And joining us is KMOX senior golf editor Dan Reardon, who is watching it all. Hello, Dan.
Chris Goderup, who won the Scottish Open a week ago, sort of a breakthrough win for him, is now 11 under. And Scheffler doubled the eighth hole, and he is 15 under. So we have at least a little bit of a contest going on.
We have a little Red River rivalry, shall we say, with the Texas Longhorn Scheffler being chased by, I believe, an Oklahoma Sooner in Chris Goderup. So we'll see what happens. I mean, you know, Scheffler's just so good, Dan. I just don't see him losing when he's up that big. He doesn't lose when he has a 54-hole lead. And just because he's so steady. I mean, all you really have to do if you're Scottie Scheffler is play Scottie Scheffler golf. Nothing crazy. Just make pars.
And keep in mind that Scheffler is the best in the game of bouncing back from a bogey. So we'll see what he does at nine. He hit a really wonderful tee shot at nine. You know, I've been tracking Scheffler, as many people have, for a long, long time. And I go through and read the transcripts of the interviews at his various tournaments. And I probably have gone through 100 Scottie Scheffler transcripts. And everybody in the room tries to find a way to get behind the curtain to see who the real Scotty is, to get him talking about things that he just has no interest in. And we saw a little bit of that curtain drop this week when Doug Ferguson asked him a question, and Scheffler sort of laid out his philosophy of life. And we find out the guy behind the curtain is the guy in front of the curtain. I mean, he's just, that's who he is. You know, the easiest way for me to describe Scottie Scheffler is to say, look at the way he dresses when he shows up at a golf tournament. He's got a polo and a pair of pants, and he's dressed in business casual. And that's who Scottie Scheffler is as a golfer. He's business casual. He plays golf to win tournaments. All the rest of it, as much as we want him to care about it, he just doesn't focus on that.
Yeah, he made that very clear, didn't he, Dan, this week when he said in so many words that golf isn't everything. That is not what fulfills him as a person. Not that he is saying, you know, there's no point to all of this, but he did make a point in speaking about it in that way.
Yeah, in fact, he was very defensive that they would not take it the wrong way to have him say that. He says, I love golf. I love what I'm doing. It's the luckiest thing in the world. I couldn't dream that I could have had any better life than I have in golf the way it is. But he said, the fact of the matter is that, you know, winning lasts for about 2 minutes, and then I have to go out and play again. And, you know, the other thing he has said recently, and I've always thought was true, he's asked about being number one, and he's been number one for now a really long time. He's in Tiger territory in terms of how many months, years he's been at number one. And he's asked about that often. And what he says is, I'm proud of the accomplishment, but I play to win golf tournaments. I don't play to be number one in the world. I mean, that's the way he approaches his business. And his business is golf. Years ago, Hale Irwin's wife, Sally, told me when Hale is at the golf course, he thinks he's at the office. And I think the same is true of Scheffler. He's at the office, and he just enjoys being at that office.
I mean, this is a guy who got arrested and then shot, one under that day, didn't he? something like that?
Not only that, but when he was in the jail cell, he was going through a stretching exercise, getting ready to go out and play. If anything should, and it did rattle him eventually, and it stayed with him for a while. But I think it's a lesson, you know, Scotty's level of excitement, celebration, is so muted that he doesn't fit into today's world. He is a golf photographer's nightmare, because you're not going to get that look, stare at the sky and scream in jubilation. There's no great fist pumps. He gave a couple when he saved a bogey recently. He just keeps going. I got a chance to know Annika Sorenstam pretty well over the years, and Annika was that way. I said Annika played golf with amnesia. No matter what happened on a hole, whether she birdied or doubled, she was on the next tee, and she was just playing golf. And there are very few people in golf, and there are very few people in sports who play their sport that way. I'm reminded I was a young man that loved to watch Stan Musial play, and I know it's a different time. I don't think there was ever a time that you would say that Musial hot-dogged on any of the things he had done in his great, great career. And I think there's a place in sports for those kinds of people even today. Who is the pro football player that one time told a teammate, when you get in the end zone, act like you've been there before? Scotty has been there before.
Now, that's a good point. Dan Reardon, KMOX golf editor, with us right here. And, you know, that said, Rory McIlroy is one of the greatest players of his generation, and he wears his heart on his sleeve. You can tell if he likes something or doesn't like it in about 2 seconds. And Tiger Woods was laser focused and emotional when he made a big putt, when things didn't go his way. But back to McIlroy, what a scene that was yesterday. My goodness. I mean, the 55-foot eagle and the place erupting, the shot that he had out of that, whatever that was, that rough patch, that hill, and then a ball popped up from underneath his ball. I mean, it just seems like Rory's always wrapped in the middle of it.
You know what that eagle at 12 reminded me of, Tom? It reminded me of Vern Lundquist and the call on Tiger at 16 at the Masters. And I can tell you, having been to Ryder Cups and having been to, 130 majors, the roars we were hearing yesterday for Rory were Ryder Cup roars. They had that level of intensity. They weren't just loud. They were passionate. And then to watch that ball trickle down off of that slope and work its way gradually into the hole. And I could just picture Vern making that call.
Oh, absolutely. McIlroy trying to make a charge here. And I heard on the NBC broadcast that they were chirping Scotty a little bit. Good natured. But the fans there were letting him know Rory's coming. It isn't over yet. Rory's coming. But it is nice to see Rory happy, competing. And actually, it feels like when I hear his interviews, Dan, that Rory is in a good place. I know that he was trying to get himself motivated after winning the Masters, but now this is like a celebration tour for him. He doesn't have to he's putting pressure on himself to win, but he doesn't have to have anything hanging over him anymore.
And by the way, Scheffler did birdie coming off of the double. And to give you the comment, Rory says, what's next? What's next is the Ryder Cup. That's the way Rory is motivating himself. He pumped himself up to get to Ireland and to play Royal Portrush. And now he's looking to Bethpage. And, you know, I tweeted yesterday, if there was a way to do it, if Keegan Bradley and Luke Donald could get together, what everybody in golf wants to see is on the final day of the Ryder Cup in the singles, we want to see Scheffler and McIlroy playing against each other. The ratings would be through the ceiling just for that pairing.
We have Belrive member Jim Brennan in studio with us, and I can tell you the 2018 PGA Championship, that place absolutely rocked, but there was a different level of vitriol and kind of, I thought, inappropriate remarks coming from the crowd at Bethpage as I walked with the groups at the PGA Championship there the following year. It's just a different kind of crowd. The Belrive crowd was boisterous, but also respectful, fun, jam-packed. Bethpage is a different level. It's New York, which makes it the greatest home field advantage in Ryder Cup history, I would say, Dan.
And I think they have a good young captain in Keegan Bradley, and I hope that he does not play, even though he's entitled to play. And one quick thought on that, on the galleries, Tom. I think we're sitting on the edge of a very dangerous situation in golf, more so than any sports. You know, there was literally a betting parlor available at the PGA Championship, where you could go in and place bets. And of course, people can do that on their phones, and they can make prop bets. And the potential is out there that a fan who has a big bet on the line might rise up and yell in the middle of a backswing just to disrupt a player and affect the outcome and maybe win the bet. We saw that actually take place at the celebrity event in Tahoe a couple of years ago, I think, with Steph Curry. And I think golf has, like I said, a thin edge to deal with. It'll never happen at the Masters because you can't bring your phone in at the Masters. But I think the potential when we get to the Ryder Cup at Bethpage is something like that could take place.
Wow. I didn't even think about that. What about moving forward into next year? Because we are going to talk to Jim here in a little bit about something that he's involved in to raise thousands and thousands of dollars for charity. That is on the way. But next year is the BMW Championship at Belrive. What are you hearing about that, Dan, in terms of momentum? Now, I hear that Gary Player is going to be presented at the press event for the Stiefel Charity Classic. This also happens to be the 60th anniversary of his U.S. Open title at Belrive in 1965. Belrive Country Club back at it again, Dan, in 2026 and 30.
And sitting on a pot of gold, I think, in the sense of where the game of golf is now and where it's headed. Because you do have the Ryder Cup leading into next year, and then you have Scheffler with apparently going to be going for a Grand Slam when he gets to the U.S. Open. There's so many things on the horizon. And, you know, even to the if they could just get a couple of players back from LIV, John Rahm and Bryson DeChambeau, to play on this tour, I think they'd be in a perfect world. You know, DeChambeau shot 64 today. He went from 78 on the opening round to probably finishing in the top 10. Like I said, Belrive is positioned at that point on the calendar where it's a pot of gold. And St. Louis will turn out for that kind of event. And they will provide the kind of emotion that golfers love.
The FedEx Cup standings, when I look at them, how many go, Dan, to the BMW?
The 30 players 30. Go to BMW. Right.
Top 30.
They're the last event before they go to Atlanta. They go to Memphis, and then they come to St. Louis, and they go to Atlanta.
So just so people understand, if it was this year, here's what your projected standings are. Scheffler, McIlroy, Straka, Henley, Justin Thomas, Ben Griffin, J.J. Spaun, Harris English, Tommy Fleetwood, Keegan Bradley. That's the top 10. And then it goes McNealy, Connors, Novak, Oberg, Taylor, Lowry, Morikawa, Harmon, McIntyre, and Matsuyama. That's a pretty good 20 there. The last 10, let me see if I can find that, would be Cantlay, Burns, Rose, Hovland, Glover, Berger, Gerard, M., and Fox. So some big names in there and potentially some others. Shoffley's 40 right now, so he's got some work to do to get back. But it is going to be, I always get a little more excited talking about these majors when I know that.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their 6-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The 4-blade features Swift Rinse Tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more, plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Baseball's all about the games, And the best in daily gaming is on the MLB app, where every day starts with new puzzles and challenges. Test your skills with MLB Pickle, the ultimate mystery player challenge, and Immaculate Grid, where stats and strategy collide. Or chase the $5.6 million jackpot and beat the streak, presented by BetMGM. And for an all-new spin on fantasy sports, there's Spin Ball, the game's official home for games, is on the MLB app. MLB trademarks used with permission. No purchase necessary. Restrictions apply. For official rules, go to MLB.com/play/official rules.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart. For a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection. Because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today. And live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
Bitcoin might sound complicated, but the Gemini credit card makes it so simple. Use it like any credit card. Buy lunch, gas, or your weekly groceries, and you'll earn up to 4% back instantly in Bitcoin or one of over 50 other cryptos straight to your account. No annual fee. And right now, you can grab a $200 Bitcoin intro bonus. It's the easiest way to start building your Bitcoin stash. Go to Gemini.com/card to learn more. Terms apply. Issued by WebBank. In order to qualify for the $200 crypto intro bonus, you must be approved by June 30th, 2025 and spend $3,000 in your first 90 days. Terms apply. Some exclusions apply to instant rewards in which rewards are deposited when the transaction posts. This content is not investment advice and trading crypto involves risk. For more details on rates, fees, and other Gemini credit card terms, see rates and fees.
The big dogs are coming to St. Louis the following year.
And Tom, after every major report I've done this year, after every major panel I've done for KMOX, I've always mentioned to people that I've talked to, they'll be here next year. That's something you just can't count on. Thanks to Bell Reeve, we can.
We can count on you, though. We appreciate you, Dan. Thanks so much for all that you do for us and reporting on what you're seeing here on the Open Championship as we continue to follow Scottie Scheffler's ride to a fourth major championship.
Enjoyed it, Tom.
Thank you. Dan Reardon with us on KMOX. He is our senior golf editor. When we come back, again, Jim Brennan, he can play some golf. He is a great ambassador for Bell Reeve, but also for the Gervais Syndrome Foundation. We'll talk some golf, life, and the charity event coming up for Jim Brennan and his great group. With Dan Reardon, with Adam Wainwright, I'm Tom Ackerman. Coming up next hour, Lutz Fan and Steele. Zach Osterman of the Indianapolis Star talks some Big Ten football with us, and Bernie Miklas. Big show today. Sports on a Sunday morning from the Stiefel Sports Studio. We'll be right back.
From the Stiefel Financial Sports Studio, here is Tom Ackerman.
Continuing to monitor the Open Championship at Royal Portrush in Northern Ireland, Scottie Scheffler is your leader right now with a number of players trying to chase him down. But Scheffler, the three-time major champion, he has won two Masters. He has won one PGA Championship. That was this year. And he has just delivered, once again, a tremendous shot. He is something else. He had a double bogey, then a birdie, and then he just, from 186 yards away, hit one on the back right fringe that rolled its way back towards the cup and probably a 10-footer that he can knock in for another birdie. He is a piece of work, and he is rolling it as we speak and dropped it. I mean, he is unbelievable. Wow. Scottie Scheffler is going to win this thing unless there's a monumental collapse. So it is amazing to see right now Scheffler and what he is accomplishing at this Open Championship. This is the 153rd, and Scheffler is putting on a show. NBC Sports showing a little highlight reel of what he has accomplished thus far. It is amazing to see. Joining us is Jim Brennan, president of McKelvey Homes, one of our fine partners and sponsors. Member of Bell Reeve is going to see Scottie Scheffler hit that little white ball around at the corner of Ledoux and Mason next year.
Can't wait, Tom. Just over a year ago, they'll be teeing it up.
Yeah, they will. The BMW Championship. There's a lot that goes on to get into that. A lot of preparations. We were part of the PGA Championship here as the radio partner with the PGA, and it was an incredible thrill ride from start to finish for us. I think it was about a two-year relationship we had with the golf course and with the PGA of America. It was really special, and you still hear the buzz about everything that happened on those days, that entire week.
It is really exciting. In fact, I had a couple guests from Crooked Stick play with me yesterday afternoon, and they were remarking about the PGA Championship and the run that Tiger made on Saturday and how exciting that was.
Yeah, there was a buzz in the air for sure to have the greatest player in the world and, you know, on one hand ever playing around your golf course, and then the President's Cup in 2030. You have a lot of great things to tell us about what you've been up to, aside from playing golf like a madman. I can't wait to get out on the course. I haven't played. I'm going to play in the Kaufman Fund.
We got to fix that.
I know.
We got to fix that.
I've just been between graduation and, you know, work and all these things going on. There's been a lot going on, but I'm excited about getting out there and playing. But you also have a big heart. And, you know, one of the things I respect about you, outside of our business relationship together, we were friends before you ever started this big advertising campaign on KMOX, but that you give back to the community. And I want to start with that, and then we'll get into Gervais Syndrome Foundation. But the fact that you donate $18.98 every time you sell a home at McKelvey back to a charity. I know you just delivered something pretty big to Circle of Concern.
Right, Circle of Concern. And some of Rose's friends are involved in it as volunteers. And we were not aware of it. We went on a tour a few months ago, and they service over 700 families that are needing help. It's like a grocery store. I used to work at Schmidt's Market when I was in high school, and they have all kind of produce and meats. And one of the highlights for us there, there's a little shelf, not a little shelf, but it's up to the ceiling with birthday gifts. And there's a lady named Bobby, and every one of these children up to the age of 12, she gives them multiple birthday presents. And it's really special helping those in need. And, you know, I know where you're headed, Tom. You know, why do we do this? My dad was one of seven. He had six brothers. And his father died at an early age when my dad was two. And I remember talking to my dad before he passed away 26 years ago. And I said, how'd you ever do it? Grandma worked odd jobs. And he said, Jimmy, we had a lot of help. And he never turned anyone down on a favor. That's how he lived his life. He was a mailman in South St. Louis, but he always had time for someone else helping out. Kind of like you. I mean, you're the busiest guy around. I've tried to get you out for golf. I don't know how many times. Now I got to do this. I got to do that. And you're so generous with your time and helping us with this fundraiser that we started 7 years ago. I got to compliment you on being honored by the Business Journal, not once, but twice this year.
Appreciate
for your work with philanthropy. And we were really proud to win the award. The Brennan family started this 7 years ago when our grandniece, my sister Pat, her daughter, or her son Andrew, had a little girl and his wife Kim named Anna. And she's going to be 8 in September. And she was diagnosed with this very rare form of epilepsy called Dravet syndrome. And so we're really trying to work hard to raise the funds and raise awareness to help find a cure. From day one, you've been our MC, and I tell you, I did a lot of work with Cardinal Glennon and Bob Costas, and you are like a Bob Costas clone. Mm. All the work you do for the community, you're a professional in sports, but you handle all these other things, and we're so honored to have you do it for our 7th annual Dance for Dravet, which is coming up here on September 26th.
Well, thank you for that. I actually just toured the Costas Center at Cardinal Glennon Children's Hospital, which you're also involved in, and what an incredible job they do there for these kids and for our community.
It's amazing the care and the quality of Cardinal Glennon right here in St. Louis. And St. Louisans are so generous supporting all the many causes we have. You talk about Belle Reve, the crowds that came out. The guys yesterday were saying, why does a PGA like Belle Reve? Well, they're making it even tougher, Tom. I know you like to play those back tees.
So, yeah, right.
Just where do you get that 550 par four?
Yeah, 18 handicap at best over here. I'm the type of golfer that likes to break 90. I just say I'm good enough to hang. I'm good enough to hang. I'm just not, you know, I'm not a great player. I'm not good off the tee. I think I'm a good putter. And that's what's kept me in it.
Just like Scotty.
I'm a decent iron player, especially 150 in. I'm a terrible chipper. I always have been. I don't know why that is. I get lucky on some chips, but I'm a really good putter. So if I'm off the green, I am putting.
Just need to get you over there with Mike Tucker on Tucker's Trail for your short game.
Yeah, I just want to work on that a little bit.
We'll get the king to help you with that.
But, you know, you have some great golf experiences that you've auctioned off in the past. You've had some great sports experiences you've auctioned off in the past for the Gervais Syndrome Foundation Dance for Gervais event, which this year is a little earlier. It's going to be the end of September. The Third Degree Glass Factory has been your venue for that for a number of years. We're coming up on 2 months out, if I'm not mistaken, and that is the truth. It is September 26th, that night. So the Cardinals will play the Cubs that day, and then you can get all cleaned up there at Wrigley Field that day. And then after you watch the game or listen to it on KMOX, you get yourself all gussied up and head on down.
It really is a fun. I have people tell me all the time. We've had over 400 people there. They like it. They like the entertainment with you. You keep it interesting and move it along. It's a family affair. Our nephew, Doug Auer, has a Third Degree Glass Factory. My brother, Tim, does the food with Cravings. My sister Barbara, whose birthday actually is today, and I want to announce this nationally that Barbara is one of my top five favorite sisters, Tom. She does the flowers with Mary and with others, and Patsy does the silent auction, and her husband Ted is very active. He's got his presidency of the Dravet Syndrome Foundation, and there's progress being made. Last year, Dravet had a record with $1.4 million in research dollars granted, including Wash U. And earlier this year, when we were honored with the Innovation Award with the St. Louis Business Journal for the Dance for Gervais, Pat and Ted came in town for the award, and we met with the researchers at Wash U. Those are some pretty smart people there, Tom. The work that they do to help find a cure. And we're hopeful. Anna's gone through a rough spell. The first 6 years of her life, she had 700 seizures. But in the last 12 months, she's doubled that. She had another 700. So she just got selected for a new experimental treatment, and we're hopeful and praying that this will help ease her pain and have her live a more productive life. So we can't thank you enough. We are going to have some great prizes again. We've got golf again. There may even be something related to the BMW at Belle Reve.
So. Ooh, right on topic. And you've raised about at least a $500,000 in each of these, haven't you?
The early years, we were a couple hundred grand. But last year, we are the largest fundraiser for the foundation nationally. Last year, with your help, we raised, and the generous supporters, a lot from our home building industry, a lot from our family and friends. We raised $570,000 last year. We're trying to break through that 600. There's other groups now that, you know, peer pressure is great. There's a group over in the East Coast that has some kind of marlin. I think it's a yachting event. And they are trying to catch us, Tom. So the pressure's on you.
All right. Well, I'm always up for a challenge. So I'm looking forward to that. September 26th, Third Degree Glass Factory. Last thing, how is that place doing after the tornado
great.
Damage?
They're very resilient. You know, a few years ago, they had the flood. They had some tornado damage, and they've recovered quickly. So that's open already. And Doug and his team do an outstanding job. And for us, it's really the sponsorships, Tom. DanceForDravet.org. And Dravet is DRAVET. DanceForDravet.org. Or anybody can call me if they want to make a donation or be a sponsor. We've been blessed with so many generous sponsors like Montgomery Bank. Trey Kerr from Gateway Productions helps us with all the AV.
Oh, my gosh. And his facility is unbelievable.
It's unbelievable. He's a rock star.
He's a total rock star. Wow. Dance for Gervais, September 26th, Third Degree Glass Factory. Looking forward to it. An evening of fun and fundraising, dinner, drinks, silent and live auctions. They have an incredible bar there, by the way.
They may have some bourbon there. I don't know.
Yeah.
Private Blanton stash there for you.
Oh, my goodness. Appreciate you. DanceForGervais.org.
Thanks, Tom. Appreciate you.
Jim Brennan with us. Let's take a quick break. When we come back, we'll update you on the Open Championship. Lutz Fahnensteel, 11:15. 11:30 is Zach Osterman talking some Big Ten football. Bernie Miklas, 11:45. Don't go anywhere.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds.
You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Anyone who loves playing baseball or softball knows that one of the first steps in that journey is breaking in your first glove. It's where your love of the game began. Where does your child's baseball or softball journey begin? Go to playball.org to get started. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
Bitcoin might sound complicated, but the Gemini credit card makes it so simple. Use it like any credit card. Buy lunch, gas, or your weekly groceries, and you'll earn up to 4% back instantly in Bitcoin or one of over 50 other cryptos straight to your account. No annual fee. And right now, you can grab a $200 Bitcoin intro bonus. It's the easiest way to start building your Bitcoin stash. Go to Gemini.com/card to learn more. Terms apply. Issued by WebBank. In order to qualify for the $200 crypto intro bonus, you must be approved by June 30th, 2025 and spend $3,000 in your first 90 days. Terms apply. Some exclusions apply to instant rewards in which rewards are deposited when the transaction posts. This content is not investment advice and trading crypto involves risk. For more details on rates, fees, and other Gemini credit card terms, see rates and fees.